Pride Squamish is getting ready to celebrate its inaugural parade this summer. On June 1, the Squamish Pride community will be celebrating love and solidarity for those who identify as two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, and other identities, 2SLGBTQIA+, on Cleveland Avenue, downtown between Victoria and Main Streets from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The nonprofit organization is supported by Squamish Arts, Downtown Squamish BIA, and the District of Squamish, which have worked to bring together local artists, businesses, and allies to promote the 2SLGBTQIA+ community's rights of visibility, safety, and, above all, legality. The Rainbow Crosswalk on Cleveland Avenue is one example of change brought about by this allyship, despite initial pushback. The parade this summer, also set to include music, live performances, and a vendor marketplace, is a culmination of over a decade of work. Pride President Trevor Wolf said the parade has been a long time coming. Squamish has not always been a welcoming space for those who do not fall into the norm. All too often, the current safe spaces are for those who already feel safety and a sense of belonging. We are working to foster a more inclusive environment for everyone, because ultimately, it is everyone who belongs. How it started? Pride Squamish evolved from the 2SLGBTQIA+ advocacy group Safe and Sound, formed in 2014. They now consist of an annually elected board of directors who meet monthly and collaborate with community partners and local 2SLGBTQIA+ volunteers. The board works progressively towards not only total inclusivity, validation, and safe spaces for all sexualities and genders, but also for active reconciliation and decolonization practices. Their tagline is, "We all belong, and we are not going anywhere." Their vision is to unite as one for collective strength in an oppressive system. Wolf described Pride Squamish's goal for universal safety and acceptance as a work in progress. "We get backlash for attempting to be honest in who we are, which, as always, is a challenge. The world is a big place, and we have always been part of it. Grow together." Wolf elaborated on how there has been an uptick in discrimination and hate speech against 2SLGBTQIA+ rights within the community despite Squamish's growth and learning. "We see this being played out in social media, and propaganda such as hate stickers found in public spaces. Pride Squamish remain cautious in our approach, but in the same breath, this is why our work must continue. Things are not black and white. Everyone needs to see the spectrum, because as we keep saying, everyone deserves to be welcome. This is the message I extend to all who oppose our existence when we are trying to create love. We are here for everyone, because we all deserve love and hope, and to feel cared for." Wolf suggested that, as a continually growing, vibrant community, it is important that Squamish is made to feel a home to all, for those who grew up and still live here, as well as newcomers and tourists. "It is so important that we grow together, and continue to open our arms to those that need it, and that is all of us. We are all one, and we need to remember that." You can register now to participate in the parade or volunteer at the marketplace for Pride Squamish at pridesquamish.com/events. Pride Squamish also hosts regular, diverse socials. These can be found via their Instagram and Facebook pages. Please note that we swapped out the lead photo and clarified that the 19+ Pride events are social events after the story was published. Ina Pace is the Squamish Chief's Local Journalism Initiative, LJI, reporter. This beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.